is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. A coalition of local immigrant advocates spent more than a year lobbying the Bloomington City Council to pass a welcoming city ordinance. But as aldermen prepared to vote tonight, that same coalition announced it was now opposed to the version being considered. They said it didn't do enough to restrict communications between police and federal immigration agents. They said it should have looked more like normal's welcoming ordinance, which passed 2 months ago. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Charlotte Alvarez from the Immigration Project and Keep Families Together Coalition this morning. Hours after they spoke, Mayor Renner canceled tonight's meeting on the ordinance, citing a lack of support. Alvarez says it was a difficult decision to come out against the ordinance, but she did because it could have done more harm than good.
Well, the Keeping Families Together campaign has been advocating for the last 16, 17 months for a welcoming city ordinance, and we've consistently been saying the heart of a welcoming city ordinance is create reasonable restrictions between interactions between the police and ICE, and this ordinance doesn't do that. So we just do not believe it's the welcoming city ordinance that we've been talking about, that we've been debating, and the community has been advocating for, and we don't support it.
And your organization, the Immigration Project, provides legal services to immigrants in downstate Illinois. It's part of the Keep Families Together Coalition, which supported the town of Normal's welcoming ordinance when it passed in May. So as it relates to these communications between ICE and local police, what are the differences between Bloomington's and Normal's that left you guys so concerned that you're actually not endorsing this version?
Yes, at the Immigration Project, we're lawyers. We believe in following the rule of law, but we also believe in the power of the separation of powers in the Constitution. And the heart of an ordinance is what we're trying to get at is that separation of powers. We're saying the police should do their job, ICE should do their job, and it's really dangerous if they mix. It's dangerous because it loses all of the trust the immigrant community can place in the police, and it causes less people to come forward if they're victims of crime or their family members are victims of crime, which puts all of us at greater risk. So in Normal, we negotiated reasonable restrictions with police and ICE contact. We didn't get what we've been advocating for from the beginning, which is a complete lack of communication, but we got some reasonable guidelines and restrictions that are written into the ordinance and are backed up by policy. And that all has been negotiated with the city and with the chief. In Bloomington, that's not here. There are no reasonable restrictions on interaction between ICE and the police. There has been no careful negotiation process with members of the community. And there is a reference to a policy, but there is no policy that we can see on how those interactions would be processed and handled. There's nothing here that changes what the police is doing already or provides any extra protection for immigrants.
So what are those reasonable restrictions that were included in the Normal version?
So in the Normal version, interactions with ICE can happen only if a police officer goes to the chief or appointed designee and explains why that contact is necessary. And that official, the chief or his designee, have to weigh a series of factors. How important is that contact? What is the risk to the trust with the immigrant community? And how necessary is that interaction? And then that chief, in a written policy or written decision, decides whether they're going to interact with ICE. In Bloomington, none of that is present. The ordinance just says they're free to communicate and the police shall follow policy. There's no laying out of how that decision should be made. There's nothing saying that it needs to be written down, which means there's no transparency or accountability.
Well, this country has struggled with immigration policy for years, so nothing new in that respect. But in the last couple of months, the public's attention has been acutely focused on immigration, I think largely for over the family separation issue at the border. At the same time, we've seen a lot of local attention paid to this welcoming ordinance issue. I guess I want to ask, what have the past few months been like for you, someone who works in this field day in, day out, to see the public's attention turn this way to immigration?
Really, I think the public's attention has been turning to immigration because of the heart-wrenching stories we've seen nationally about the zero-tolerance policy and the shift in our immigration policy towards a regime of harsh enforcement. There's always been need for comprehensive immigration reform. That need is still there. But then in the current day and age, we've seen just terrible stories of families being ripped apart. We've seen or heard audio of kids crying dying in detention centers separated from their families. And there's photos of mass criminal processings of immigrants on the border. They're processing 45 to 60 individuals in one morning for criminal offenses that really is skirting our Fourth Amendment due process rights in a major way. So I think this attention on immigration is coming from a place of concern for the immigrants who are stuck in this system and a really outrage over the lack of humanity in our current system. As attorneys working within the system, it was really heartbreaking to see. I think there's often a disconnect between national policy and individual people who are stuck in that policy. So we talk to people, we tell them their legal options, and sometimes the legal options are there's no way for you to become a citizen. There's no way for you to be reunited with your family. There's no options here. And that's just really heartbreaking to see. So we try to find options for people. Sometimes there's ways under the law to be reunited or to stay in the United States. But a lot of people are left in the cold by immigration policy. And those are people that most of America doesn't see, right? They're people in the shadows who are trying their best to live their lives and stay together with their families. And we see them. That's why we have kind of this impetus to come forward and advocate for the people that we serve, because we believe that they need a voice. And in this national moment, it's so hard for them to have the courage to come forward and voice for themselves what's happening to them. And so we as allies need to step forward and kind of advocate for them.
That's Charlotte Alvarez, Executive Director and Staff Attorney at the Immigration Project, part of the Keep Families Together Coalition. The group came out against the latest version of Bloomington's immigration ordinance, which is just removed from tonight's Bloomington City Council agenda due to a lack of support. I'm Ryan Denham.
The city says future meetings on the topic are not expected. Mayor Terry Renner says he instead wants Bloomington's police chief to establish policies and procedures for how officers interact with federal immigration agents.